So just remember, the lines are always open, but I'm going to dazzle you with this first. In case you were wondering, and these things do happen, and it's one of those days, it's glorious nonetheless. That is the backtrack. Kirsten, you can either sing live or we can play the other one. I think we'll play the other one, right? And then I'll introduce you to Kirsten Adams. Bra Joe, you have a second lease of life. Here we go. Now, this is some of what you would hear behind what Kirsten Adams, singer, violinist, has to offer. And what we're doing, so we're giving you a little bit of what lies beneath, but later what we are going to do is give you the full package. So what I'm going to do right now is just introduce you to Kirsten Adams, singer, violinist. Yes, an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Kino.
So, you know, this is. Let's talk a little bit about the musical genre, because you are going to dazzle us with a combination. Obviously, we'll be playing the music. You'll be playing the violin over it a bit later. But how would you define your music as such?
So, am I on?
Yes, you are.
I'm on. All right. So, I would define my music as basically a fusion of classical, jazz, and neo-soul into the realm of pop.
I like that.
Yeah, I can't stick to one thing, you know.
You know me with ADD, right? It really works. I've got ADD, that's my excuse. So I can't stick to one thing either, right?
Right.
How long have you been involved? How did you get involved? I always ask someone what their backstory is.
Right.
Right, so what is yours? Where did you grow up? How did you get interested in this stuff? Did your parents throw their toys out the cot when you said you want to do music? Let's talk about all of those things.
Well, I love telling this story because it just makes me reminisce and go back to the little Kirsty.
Yeah.
But anyway, it started literally when I saw the first instrument, my first instrument for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking through Somerset Mall, as you just mentioned now, where your competition is going to happen. That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
I grew up in Somerset West. My mom and I think my dad was with, I think I was about 4 or 5 years old. We were walking through the mall, and then there was that music store called Hoya that everyone goes to buy their violin strings. I saw that store, and then I was like, Mommy, Mommy, we have to go in, because I heard music coming out of it. And then the minute I saw what I think it was a piano that I saw, I just immediately started playing as if, you know, it was just natural. It was fluid, you know.
Brilliant.
And then, if we skip a few years ahead, I did music as a subject at high school,
mm-hmm.
went straight into music studies at Stellenbosch University for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And here we are.
What did they teach you at music school for 6 years?
It's a little complex, more complex than everyone thinks. But besides performance, they also teach you about the history of music.
Yeah.
And then you debate about the philosophy of music, which I'm a bit of a brainy, nerdy child. So I love talking about that, stuff. And I actually specialize in music composition. So coming into performance fully fledged is a bit of a going rogue.
Musical composition, you take your time, you think about it, you consider it. Doing things live is not that. So that's what you mean by going rogue.
Well, I think everything that you do in music is encompassed in any aspect of music. So performance involves composition. Yeah. It involves writing, as we've done in our degrees.
Right.
So I get my lyrics literally from writing so much, writing theses, writing essays. Like, the words just pour from all of that experience. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can see you live it, right? And I'm looking at you. I look at you talking about what you do, what you've studied, and I can just see that it is you.
Well, I'm glad.
It encompasses you. And a lot of people, yet... You say you're obviously doing all of this. A lot of people say, yeah, but you can't make money out of music. Why would anybody want to do music? And if you're going to have to do music, you need to be a rock star and you need to go to America. That's not true, is it? Because people don't understand the field as well. There are lots of other things.
There's so many other things. Wow. Like literally just producing music, writing music, performing music. That's the most obvious one. But then you've also got reviewing music on, you know, blogs like the Rolling Stones and things like that. And then you've got arranging music, you know, putting ensembles together for your favorite song, maybe a Beatles song, you know.
Right.
And that's also what I've done in my past music life, arranging music for high schools.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know, the other thing, I spent some time at DreamWorks in LA, and the one thing I did notice there is obviously you get the people who do the drawing and whatever.
Yes.
But you do need the music.
Yeah.
So there, for example, working in animation, you can be a musician, work in that particular space. If you look at corporates, I know I'm talking about the boring stuff now, but if you work in corporates, people are moving towards explainer videos, etc. Difficult to find music that you can call your own to differentiate.
Exactly.
And there's work in that particular space.
Yeah, especially like film music is so beautiful and one of the kind of styles that I encompass in my music. I love thinking of my music as the platform for visuals and all of that. So with regard to DreamWorks, like, I mean, yeah, you've got the ability to be A, the composer of the film.
Correct.
B, the producer of the film. C, the mixer of the film. Mixing is when you just make it compatible for radio play or something like that. Or just the levels are fine so that you're not hearing the drums louder than the, you know, the main melody or the guitar. I'm talking very technically, but yeah.
No, but that's fine. I think people do understand that. We've had many chats around music. Take me through a day or a week in the life of Kirsten Adams.
Okay.
As far as your music is concerned, though.
As far as my music is concerned. Well, I think well-being is very important in terms of being able to perform. So I make sure that I start off with the day with meditation. Mm-hmm. And then if there's any lyrics that emerge from that, then I write it down. I try to get a good workout in. If anything, a plank.
A plank
in the morning.
Wow, okay.
And then whatever I have during the day, which is mostly teaching music, either teaching music or my administration around music. And then, of course, the writing comes in later, especially at midnight. I don't know why, but there's just a nice, you know, what's it called? Aura. Around me at
everybody's
evening.
Everybody's asleep. You don't have any of the disturbances.
Yeah, you don't have distractions. That's one of the titles of my songs, by the way.
Now, speaking of songs, you know, we are going to ask you to do something live for us. That would be really cool if you could do that. And we've played a couple of backing tracks. Which one would you like to? I'm going to just make it up right as we are.
Let's do Fly Away.
Fly Away. We'll do Fly Away. So we'll line that up. We're going to get Kirsten ready to perform Fly Away for you right here on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. By the way, if you've just tuned in, the show is called Today, and I am Kina Cummies with you until 12 o'clock. lots of young people, and I'm talking about people who've just matriculated, trying to find themselves right now, maybe not at university because the music bug does bite, but they're torn between what mom and dad says and their own passion.
Know.
What some advice for them?
I think you first need to start at a place of your parents are just looking out for you.
Yeah.
And if you understand that, then you can explain to them in a better civilized manner where your dreams lie.
Yeah.
And just ask them calmly, like, how would you advise I go about my dreams, considering how you're concerned about it? And then talk it out with them. And just try your best to convince them. Because I understand most parents are from different contexts, and there are some that will...
From different planets, too.
Yeah. But whatever your situation is, just... pursue it 100%.
You've pursued it. You've been in New York.
Yes, I have.
Tell me about that.
Oh, that was just... So that was actually a bit of a thesis research mission. I wrote about... So the title of my thesis is to design a South African popular music degree curriculum.
Sure.
Because it doesn't exist in South African schools, universities. So I went to do research on schools like Berkeley and NYU all those places. And obviously I was dazzled by the places that I was kind of keen enough to see, you know, what would it be like to study there? And I actually have high hopes to study there. So yeah, I hope to, I've already applied. So
brilliant.
Just need to announce whatever results come by.
Let us know. You have to
I will
let
definitely.
Us know. But that, ladies and gentlemen, Kirsten Adams, and I'm going to leave this up to you and Joe. Joe, you can hit it, and it's all yours.
Thank you, Kino.
Kirsten Adams.
You are a fleeting moment of surrender, pity. What a pity. That you got to fly, but you never took my wings from me. I've been plucking in my guts to call you. I've been plucking in my head to call you. I've been plucking in my phone to call you, to call you. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. I wish someone could have told me the rushing didn't make anything go faster. Yeah. Yeah. I've been plucking my guts to call you. I've been plucking in my head to call you. I've been plucking in my phone to call you, to call you. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. So that I could grow new eyes. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones.
Oh my word! You know, I've interviewed on music radio and on talk radio, I've interviewed lots, and no disrespect to them, lots of artists. This is the very first time I've put these headphones on, listened to it, and I could swear that I'm listening to a CD.
Oh.
You are, excuse the language, bloody brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
Come here, all of you, get in here.
I'm
she deserves
so flattered.
A standing applause, even Walid. Come, get in here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can stand, if you're in your car, don't. But if you can stand, please, Joe, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, Kirsten Adams.
Wow.
I've never ever wanted to interview someone twice. So we're going to have to get her back. We get her back.
And for then sure.
All right.
I'm so keen.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for blessing us. Now, this is some of what you would hear behind what Kirsten Adams, singer, violinist, has to offer. And what we're doing, so we're giving you a little bit of what lies beneath, but later what we are going to do is give you the full package. So what I'm going to do right now is just introduce you to Kirsten Adams, singer, violinist. Yes, an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Kino.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the musical genre, because you are going to dazzle us with a combination. Obviously, we'll be playing the music, you'll be playing the violin over it a bit later. But how would you define your music as such?
So, am I on?
Yes, you are.
I'm on. All right. So, I would define my music as basically a fusion of classical, jazz, and neo-soul into the realm of pop.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah. I can't stick to one thing, you know.
You like me with ADD, right? It really works. I've got ADD. That's my excuse. So I can't stick to one thing either, right?
Right.
How long have you been involved? How did you get involved? I always ask someone what their backstory is.
Right.
Right. So what is yours? Where did you grow up? How did you get interested in this stuff? Did your parents throw their toys out the cot when you said you want to do music? Let's talk about all of those things.
Well, I love telling this story because it just makes me reminisce and go back to the little Kirsty.
Yeah.
But anyway, it started literally when I saw my first instrument for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking through Somerset Mall, as you just mentioned now, where
yes.
your competition's going to happen. That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
I grew up in Somerset West. My mom and I think my dad was with, I think I was about 4 or 5 years old. We were walking through the mall, and then there was that music store called Hoyer that everyone goes to to buy their violin strings. I saw that store, and then I was like, Mommy, we have to go in, because I heard music coming out of it. And then the minute I saw what I think it was a piano that I saw, I just immediately started playing as if, you know, it was just natural. It was fluid, you
Brilliant.
Know. And then, yeah, so if we skip a few years ahead, I did music as a subject at high school, mm-hmm. went straight into music studies at Stellenbosch University for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And here we are.
What did they teach you at music school for 6 years?
It's a little bit complex, more complex than everyone thinks. But besides performance, they also teach you about the history of music.
Yeah.
And then you debate about the philosophy of music, which I'm a bit of a brainy, nerdy child. So I love talking about that stuff. And I actually specialize in music composition. So coming into performance fully fledged is a bit of a going rogue. But
musical composition, you take your time, you think about it, you consider it. Doing things live is not that. So that's what you mean by going rogue.
Well, I think everything that you do in music is encompassed in any aspect of music. So yeah. Performance involves composition. Yeah. It involves writing, as we've done in our degree.
Right.
So I get my lyrics literally from writing so much, writing theses, writing essays. Like, the words just pour from all of that experience. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can see you live it, right? And I'm looking at you. I look at you talking about what you do, what you've studied, and I can just see that it is you.
Well, I'm glad.
It encompasses you. And a lot of people, yet you say you're obviously doing all of this. A lot of people say, but you can't make money out of music. Why would anybody want to do music? And if you're going to have to do music, you need to be a rock star and you need to go to America. That's not true, is it? Because people don't mm-hmm. understand the field as well. There are lots of other things.
Wow. Like, literally just producing music, writing music, performing music. That's the most obvious one. But then you've also got reviewing music on, you know, blogs like the Rolling Stones and things like that. And then you've got arranging music, you know, putting ensembles together for your favorite song, maybe a Beatles song, you know.
Right.
And that's also what I've done in my past music life, arranging music for high schools.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know, the other thing, I spent some time at DreamWorks in LA, and the one thing I did notice there is obviously you get the people who do the drawing and whatever.
Yes.
But you do need the music.
Yeah.
So there, for example, working in animation,
mm-hmm.
You can be a musician, work in that particular space. If you look at corporates, and I'm talking about the boring stuff now, but if you work in corporates, people are moving towards explainer videos, etc. Difficult to find music that you can call your own to differentiate.
Exactly.
And there's work in that particular space.
Yeah, especially like film music is so beautiful and one of the kind of styles that I encompass in my music. I love thinking of my music as the platform for visuals and all of that. So with regard to DreamWorks, like, I mean, yeah, you've got the ability to be A, the composer of the film.
Correct.
B, the producer of the film. C, the mixer of the film. Mixing is when you just make it compatible for radio play or something like that. Or just the levels are fine so that you're not hearing the drums louder than the, you know, the main melody or the guitar. I'm talking very technically, but yeah.
No, but that's fine. I think people do understand that. We've had many chats around music. Take me through a day or a week in the life of Kirsten Adams.
Okay.
As far as your music is concerned, though.
As far as my music is concerned, well, I think well-being is very important in terms of being able to perform. So I make sure that I start off with the day with meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any lyrics that emerge from that, then I write it down. I try to get a good workout in. If anything, a plank.
A plank
in the morning.
Wow, okay.
And then whatever I have during the day, which is mostly teaching music, either teaching music or my administration around music. And then, of course, the writing comes in later, especially at midnight. I don't know why, but there's just a nice, you know, what's it called? Aura. Around me at
Everybody's asleep. You don't have any of the disturbances.
Yeah, you don't have distractions. That's one of the titles of my songs, by the way.
Now, speaking of songs, you know, we are going to ask you to do something live for us. That would be really cool if you do that. And we've played a couple of backing tracks. Which one would you like to? I'm going to just make it up right as we are.
Let's do Fly Away.
Fly Away. We'll do Fly Away. So we'll line that up. We're going to get Kirsten ready to perform Fly Away for you right here on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. By the way, if you've just tuned in, the show is called Today, and I am Kina Cummies with you until 12 o'clock. Lots of young people, and I'm talking about people who've just matriculated, trying to find themselves right now. Maybe not at university because the music bug does bite, but they're torn between what mom and dad says and their own passion. What some advice for them?
I think you first need to start at a place of your parents are just looking out for you.
Yeah.
And if you understand that, then you can explain to them in a better, civilized manner where your dreams lie.
Yeah.
And just ask them calmly, like, how would you advise I go about my dreams, considering how you're concerned about it? And then talk it out with them. And just try your best to convince them. Because I understand most parents are from different contexts, and there are some that will...
From different planets, too.
Yeah. But whatever your situation is, just... pursue it 100%.
You've pursued it. You've been in New York.
Yes, I have.
Tell me about that.
Oh, that was just so. That was a bit of a thesis research mission. I wrote about. So the title of my thesis is to design a South African popular music degree curriculum.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist in South African schools, universities. So I went to do research on schools like Berkeley and NYU all those places. And obviously I was dazzled by the places that I was kind of keen enough to see, you know, what would it be like to study there? And I actually have high hopes to study there. So... yeah, I hope to. I've already applied, so.
Oh, brilliant.
Just need to announce whatever results come by.
Let us know. You have to let us know. But that, ladies and gentlemen, Kirsten Adams, and I'm going to leave this up to you and Joe. Joe, you can hit it, and it's all yours.
Thank you, Kino.
Kirsten Adams.
You are a fleeting moment of surrender, pity. What a pity that you got to fly, but you never took my wings from me. I've been plucking at my guts to call you. I've been plucking at my head to call you. I've been plucking at my phone to call you. To call you. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. I wish someone could have told me the rushing didn't make anything go faster. Yeah. I've been plucking at my guts to call you. I've been plucking at my head to call you. I've been plucking at my phone to call you. To call you. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. I gave you some of my feathers so that I could sugar on your eyes. I'd give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'd give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. Fly, fly away on my mind all the day. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones. I'll give you some of my feathers so that I could grow new ones.
Oh my word. You know, I've interviewed on music radio and on talk radio. I've interviewed lots, and no disrespect to them, lots of artists. This is the very first time I've put these headphones on, listened to it, and I could swear that I'm listening to a CD.
Oh.
You are, excuse the language, bloody brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
Come here, all of you, get in here.
I'm
she deserves
so flattered.
A standing applause, even Walid. Come, get in here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can stand, if you're in your car, don't. But if you can stand, please, Joe, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, Kirsten Adams.
Wow.
I've never, ever wanted to interview someone twice. So we're going to have to get it back. We get, yeah.